Hello everybody, it is Thursday the 9th of July and this is your science quiz podcast. And we'll start with the answers to yesterday's quiz, which was all about mountains. Question number one, where are the most mountains? The answer is under the ocean. Question number two, at which height does a hill become a mountain? The answer is 600 metres. Number three, what is the timber line? And the answer is the line where trees do not grow any further up the mountain. Number four, what is a chain of mountains called? And it's called a range of mountains. And finally, number five, what is the name of a permanently frozen river? It's called a glacier. And it can last for thousands of years. We still have glaciers in the world. I went to visit one once and it was kind of scary. I'll show you a picture one day. Great big chunks of ice kept breaking off and rolling down the mountain, and they'd been ice for so many years, for thousands of years, so that all the air had been squashed out by gravity, and they were perfect blue and really see-through. They were really beautiful but very dangerous, very heavy. Okay. Here are your questions for today, and they are science questions. Question one. Put these things in order from the smallest to the largest. Sun, Moon, Earth. I'll read that again. Put these things in order from the smallest to the largest. Sun, Moon, Earth. Question two. What shape is the moon? Question three. How many planets can you name from our solar system? And you get a bonus point if you can name them all in the right order. Question four. When are shadows shortest? Morning, midday, or evening? When are shadows shortest? Morning, midday, or evening? And finally, question number five. To go into space, rocket engines push the spacecraft away from Earth. What force tries to pull the spacecraft back down? And that is the end of your quiz for today. I hope you have a great weekend. We've got 1 week until the summer holidays. And if you haven't already got your Girl Missing book from school, please feel get a move on, get in there today or tomorrow and swap your books over. I think you're going to enjoy Girl Missing probably more than any book you've read so far this year. So be ready for that next Monday. Okay, enjoy and I'll see you soon.